we can go to, you know, I was, there's a museum there, and they have a couple of original drawings like this one. And well, these guys, they studied nature curiously. And they were interested in philosophers like Plato and Socrates and others who, you know, started it, who also were looking at this mystical, magical order and miracles of harmonies and proportions and this and that. And I think these people back then, talking 15th, 16th century, and even further back, they were not so sophisticated in complex technology as we are today. But maybe that's also because they saw the world not as a big machine to be hacked, but from the inside looking out. It's about the soul behind all this. And the Supreme Soul. Here's Raphael, his paintings, and the Vatican. So, well, just the other day, last week, I attended a workshop in the Stockholm University where these professors from all over the world, India and America and Norway, Sweden and Italy. This guy is from, actually from the same, Florence too. And they were talking about this. It was the anniversary of a visit by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. In the mid-60s. To teach us exactly this. We are the soul within the Atma. And we're looking out through these senses now. It's one day we'll leave this body. That true happiness comes only when you do and live life in that way. and they quote the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, never was there a time when I didn't exist to ruin all these things. Well, I guess that's where we start. We'll continue. But oh, what am I doing here? What am I going to do here? At least I have an audience. You are walking up to the camera and pointing right into people. Thank you for lending me your eyeball time. Doing all this for you. So please subscribe. Please show me your support by subscribing. Simple. It's for free. Just need to skip that. But yeah. And then just sit there and think, say whatever comes into my mind, I guess.